KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clouds, fog, and 64 degrees in Atlantic. It should be cloudy today with a high around 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Iowa residents are largely expressing support for a plan to expand low-income health care, although there are still questions about some of the details. About 75 people attended a public hearing Monday in Des Moines on the Iowa Health and Wellness Plan. Under the plan, the state will accept federal dollars offered to states that expand Medicaid under President Obama's health care overhaul. That funding will be used to provide health coverage for as many as 150,000 low-income residents by putting some on a new state-run program and to pay the premiums for others to get private insurance on the new health care exchanges. Attendees at yesterday's meeting questioned how proposed health incentives would be structured in the plan and why transportation for non-emergency appointments is not covered. Now, another hearing on the health care expansion plan will be held this morning at 11:30 in the Luft Hall Auditorium at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now? At 877-838-8580. Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, Region 7 office announced on Monday that the states of Nebraska and Iowa, along with Washington County in Nebraska and Pottawatomie and Harrison counties in western Iowa, will participate with the Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, in a one-day exercise next Tuesday, August the 6th, in support of the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station, located near Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, which is very close to Blair. The routine exercise will test the abilities of the states of Nebraska and Iowa, along with the utility and the participating counties, to protect the health and safety of the public living and working in the vicinity of the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station. The exercise is a biennial requirement to determine the adequacy of the state and local radiological emergency preparedness and response plans. It will require the activation of emergency facilities by the participating state and local officials. The activities of the state, county, and local units of government will be observed and evaluated by FEMA Region 7 Radiological Emergency Preparedness Program. The Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station on-site performance will be observed and evaluated by officials of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC. And then on Thursday, August the 8th, a public meeting will be held to describe and explain the full-scale response exercise process. Because the process of evaluating the full-scale response exercise will take several months, the preliminary findings will be very limited in scope. Members of the public are invited to attend that meeting, again on August the 8th at 10:30 a.m. in the City Council Chambers of the Blair, Nebraska City Hall, located at 218 South 16th Street. Representatives from FEMA Region 7 will chair the meeting and explain the exercise process. A representative from the NRC Region 4 office, located in Arlington, Texas, will discuss activities conducted on-site at the power plant during next Tuesday's exercise. Police in Shenandoah report the arrest on Saturday of a Wisconsin man. 18-year-old Kenneth Gerner of Hillsdale, Wisconsin, was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia after he was questioned about a possible BB gun shooting. Gerner was leaving the Nishnaland Seed Building at around 8 p.m. Saturday when he was approached by officers. He was subsequently released on $1,000 bond with orders to appear in court at a later date. Officials say the investigation into the incident continues and other charges are possible. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Monday released a cumulative report on arrests and incidents which occurred over the past couple of weeks. Most recently on July the 18th, 38-year-old Robert Christopher Greenwood and 41-year-old Philip Lewis Smith, both of Omaha, were arrested on felony charges of theft in the second degree and criminal mischief along with trespassing. That's in connection with an incident on property owned by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Smith was being held on $10,000 bond, while Greenwood posted a similar bond July the 24th. Both are scheduled to be arraigned on the charges August the 12th. And on July the 17th, 38-year-old Rhonda Sue Boer of Hamburg was arrested in Fremont County on an enhanced possession of marijuana charge. A public memorial service is being planned to honor Sioux City native and war hero Bud Day, who died Saturday at his home in Florida at the age of 88. Day was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, where he was credited with keeping the other prisoners strong during brutal interrogations. Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Director Chris McGowan said Day held a special place with his fellow veterans.
Among those Medal of Honor recipients, among those POWs, Colonel Day was a man among men and a legend and someone that they all wanted to spend quality time with because he was a man of the highest personal and professional integrity, a true warrior, and a patriot in every sense of the word.
Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican from Chiron, was a friend of Day's and described him this way.
A relentless warrior spirit and a patriot and a good Christian man and a family man. Of those who I had the privilege to be around, I've met some extraordinary people. I think that we have lost America's greatest hero, he was America's greatest living hero, and now Bud Day takes ranks with the giants in American history.
A statue of the Sioux Gateway Airport honors Day, and King said he would like to see the airport renamed to Honor Day.
I will never forget unveiling the 9-foot-tall bronze statue out there when we named the airstrip after Bud Day. I like the name Sioux Gateway Airport, but I'd like it a lot better if it was Bud Day Airport.
Arizona Senator John McCain, one of the other POWs in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam with Day, released a statement on his death saying, "Today brings the sad news that my dear friend and comrade, Colonel George E. Bud Day, U.S. Air Force retired, had passed away. I owe my life to Bud," according to McCain, "and much of what he knows about, I know about his character and patriotism." McCain went on to say he was the bravest man I ever knew, and his fierce resistance and resolute leadership set the example for us in prison of how to return home with honor. McCain said, "I will have much more to say about Bud's courage, kindness, and sense of humor and honor and duty this week. For now, I want to draw Americans' attention to the passing of this good man and great patriot and to extend my deepest and most heartfelt condolences to Bud's wife, Dory, and his children." McCain says he will miss him terribly. Day campaigned with McCain in Iowa when the Republican senator ran for president in 2008. Elsewhere in the news, a Sioux City woman has given birth to quintuplets at an Omaha hospital. Bianca Garcia had a cesarean section last Thursday, and yesterday the four girls and one boy were under close watch in the neonatal intensive care unit at Methodist Women's Hospital. Jose Garcia says he feels good, but his wife is tired. She was on bed rest for more than 10 weeks before the babies were born at 28 weeks, or about 3 months premature. A team of 35 doctors and nurses delivered the babies. The babies were about 2 pounds each. They're named Mara, Cristobal, Arleth, Jimena, and Rosalind. The couple already has 2 sons, ages 9 and 7. Dr. Brady Kerr said the babies primarily need to grow. The last quintuplet birth in Nebraska was in 2009. A sex ed program that many Iowa high schools and middle schools utilize is receiving national attention. The program, called Parenting, It's a Life, is a collaboration between Iowa State University Human Development and Family Studies Department, the Iowa Department of Human Services Child Support Recovery Unit, and the Iowa Attorney General's Office. Program coordinator Kate Gowdy said that the traditional sex education programs cover the reproductive biology, contraception, and sexually transmitted diseases.
Our angle is more to talk about the financial realities. We don't promote any type of method that we think students should use. More of, if they choose to be sexually active, there's that chance that they will have a pregnancy, and then what would happen afterwards. So we really give them the financial realities of being a teen parent.
The National Child Support Enforcement Association, based in Virginia, is presenting Parenting, It's a Life, with 2013 Excellence Award for Program Awareness, which recognizes effective media relations and public outreach campaigns. Gowdy Hott says the awards committee was impressed with ISU's partnership with state agencies on the program and an effort to reach more teachers and students with a website and a Facebook page.
And then also we've created a monthly e-newsletter that goes to over 1,000 contacts, most of them being family and consumer science teachers, counselors, health teachers of the middle and high schools across Iowa.
And the program also distributes an informational poster to every high school and middle school in the state. Gowdy Hott said many students are surprised by the financial realities of teen pregnancy.
About 40% of teen parents and their children live in poverty. The cost of raising a child up till 18 is over $100,000. So those are some of the financial realities that I don't think they're aware of.
The ISU program will be presented with its award at the National Child Support Enforcement Association's annual conference, August the 5th in Baltimore, Maryland. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Army soldier accused of passing U.S. government secrets onto WikiLeaks. We'll learn today whether a military judge has found him guilty of the charges that include espionage, computer fraud, and theft. Army PFC Bradley Manning has been on trial at Fort Meade, Maryland, and he could get a life sentence if convicted. The European Union's top diplomat says Egypt's former president, Mohamed Morsi, is well. Catherine Ashton met with the ousted leader for 2 hours late yesterday in the first contact Morsi has had with the outside world since he was overthrown July the 3rd. Egypt's army-backed administration originally had said it was holding Morsi for his own safety, but last week authorities announced he was being detained pending an investigation. An Associated Press review finds that four suspected Nazi war criminals ordered deported are still living in the U.S. today, and all are eligible for public benefits like Social Security until they exhaust their appeals. One man is 92-year-old John Kaleman of Troy, Michigan, who prosecutors say rounded up Jews, imprisoned them, and shot them. All four men have been stripped of their U.S. citizenship. The husband and wife stars of TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey will be in a federal courtroom today to answer to fraud charges. Teresa and Joe Giudice were charged yesterday in a 39-count indictment alleging that they exaggerated their income while applying for loans before their TV show debuted in 2009 and then hiding their fortunes in a bankruptcy filing after their first season aired. Joe Giudice is also charged with failing to file several years of tax returns. And some business leaders, women's groups, and labor unions are telling New York City voters don't vote for Elliot Spitzer for city comptroller, but vote for his opponent. The anti-Spitzer campaign begins today with radio ads encouraging Latino voters to support Democratic primary opponent Scott Stringer. Spitzer resigned as governor in 2008 amid a prostitution scandal, and the coalition says electing him would be a poor choice. News time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral report, Mabel Root, age 105, who's formerly a Fontenelle, died Friday at the Clearview home in Clearfield, Iowa. A celebration of life service for Mabel Root will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.